well, what's Lisa, big hug on you.
Yeah.
I know, because my hair was like that.
What happened?
I was down here trimming my peach tree.
Yeah.
My neighbor's kids had jumped the fence one day. And I was going to go out there. Something told me to get those Alberta peaches off the tree that day when I was trimming. But I never thought about anything. I just had to cut two branches and I quit because I had my daughter-in-law was going to come with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, it looks like I'm going to be left here with, you know, half a branch. And so I went in the house. And that afternoon, I told my husband, I'm going to go out there and finish trimming that tree. He said, no. He said, you don't need to. And I said, well, I should get those peaches off. He said, no, leave them there. And in the morning, before you cut the tree, just take the peaches off, you know.
Yeah.
Those peaches were pretty big.
Yeah.
Those Alberta peaches.
When
I guess you could get a half a bushel about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. When did this wasp get you?
Got me. Well, I was trimming.
Yeah.
And I reached, and I didn't see that nest. That was too late.
Yeah.
And I reached up, and when I did, it stung me.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to have to run all the way back in the house, so I got some dirt out there.
Yeah.
And I had a little bucket there, and another bucket with a little water in it. And I made it like a mud pot.
Mm-hmm.
And I slapped it on that thing.
Uh-huh.
And from something that's got those chemicals in this dirt,
I heard that.
Drew some of that out, but
yeah.
Didn't draw it all out. The stinger was still in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I went ahead and finished cutting. Then I came back, and I took the mud off. It was all dried and had cracked already. And I took it and put more water on it and made another pack and tied my hand. Went out there. And I soaked a small rag and tied it around a stick, and I burned that wasp. Mm-hmm. I burned every one of them except that one that stung me. I could never catch it.
How many do you suppose there were?
Oh, about 50 of them.
Yeah.
Because it was, oh, I guess it was about as big as a muffin.
Ugh.
And
oh.
So I went out there.
Is it one wasp or two?
Two bit me.
Wasp. What's the plural of wasp?
Wasp?
One wasp or two?
Bees.
Well,
a wasp.
Okay. Okay. One wasp and two.
Wasp.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Bit me.
Yeah.
See, after one bit me, the other one attacked at me, and when he did, he got my wrist.
Yeah. Ooh.
But you see, I had my watch and my identification charm on me, so I didn't feel the sting.
Oh.
Because this was already swelling, and I didn't feel the second bite.
Oh.
So I came in. I finished. And I got the boy next door, and he come over. He said, Miss, how are you going to get those peaches off of the top? And I said, well, I'll wait till George comes in and let him do it.
Yeah.
But he helped me tie all those tree trunks and everything else that I had cut down. He drug them way over here. His grandmother, he lives with his grandma.
Mm.
He said, my grandma sent me over here and told me to come over and help you because you don't need to be out here working by yourself. I said, well, I'm all right. He said, no, you got a swollen hand. Trying to do everything out here. Anyway, he did all that. He took all the trees and threw them over the fence, went over and made a stack.
Yeah.
And all at once I began to hurt so bad in my elbow. And my elbow began to swell, you know.
Yeah.
I said, well, I think we ought to quit. He said, well, you just go ahead and leave the rope and the string and everything, and I'll tie these branches up and throw them over the fence for you.
Yeah.
So I went in there in my workshop and put my saw up, hung it up, took the rake and left it out there for him. And I came in the house and I took my watch and my bracelet off. And my hand was swollen all the way up past my elbow.
Ooh.
And I said, oh my God. And so I got the tweezers and I dipped them in alcohol and pulled the stinger out on both of them.
Yeah.
And then I washed my hands real good and I put alcohol over them. And then I remembered that you could put apple cider and what's that, vinegar, and you mix it, and you make a compound off of a dry cloth, and you set it on there, and I had to set a towel from here to my elbow.
Mm.